This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Aurora City Council is holding a special meeting tonight to discuss the police department's response to recent demonstrations over the death of Elijah McCain. Last Saturday, Aurora officers used pepper spray and tear gas on peaceful protesters, raising questions and concerns. McCain died nearly a year ago after Aurora police took him into custody. Roughly 1.3 million people have voted so far in today's state primary. All but 6,000 of those ballots were cast through the mail or drop boxes. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says the percentage of Coloradans voting in person is lower in this election than in the primary, the presidential primary, before COVID-19.
Which means that in-person voting is even more spaced out, and that Coloradans are taking the notion of voting very seriously and social distancing while voting very seriously. And I think that's great. We should be proud of that.
Coloradans who do vote in person today are being urged to wear masks. The Denver Nuggets have closed their practice facility after three people close to the team tested positive for COVID-19. ESPN reports they were part of the Nuggets' traveling party to Orlando, where the NBA will restart in late July. Earlier, All-Star center Nikola Jokic and head coach Michael Malone tested positive for the virus. It's not clear who the new cases are. Red flag warning till 8 tonight for Colorado Springs and for Pueblo. You're listening to CPR News.